Hello?
Hi, this is Shantae returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
I was thinking I was signing up to get a Keurig for just the price of the cost of shipping, and I don't believe I'm going to be getting anything, so I want my money refunded to my card.
Okay, I'd be glad to assist you with the process. Let's start off with getting your zip code. What's your zip code?
56571.
56571.
Yep, 56571.
Okay. Okay, what would be the first and the last name?
Terry Kowalski.
Okay.
But they didn't ask for my name when I did this.
Okay, so for security verification, can I get you to identify your address, please?
41884 Long Lake Road, Ottertail, Minnesota, 56571.
Okay.
I don't want it further used for scam purposes.
Now, we just have to make sure that you're the actual person that I'm talking to. It could be we have had many customers that have the first and same, the same last name, but different addresses, so we just can't go by the name because we'll be giving out personal information, and that's against our standards and policies.
Well, are you going to credit back my debit card, or are you going to send a check out?
I have to first look into the account. I'm just waiting on my system. It's loading kind of slowly, so just give me a few moments. I do apologize. The system is still loading kind of slow. We've been having technical issues this morning with our system, so just bear with me, and hopefully it'll be up soon.
Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
Where am I calling from? Hello?
Yeah, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from different parts of the area that's affiliated with the customer's products.
Okay, where are you personally calling from, though?
At the moment, New Mexico.
What is your name? Can I get your name?
Shantae.
Shantae?
Shantae.
How do you spell that?
S-H-A-W-N-T-A.
W-N-T-A?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have a reference number or anything like that?
It'll be 1-6-5-5-1-3-2.
55132. Mm-hmm. You have a last name that you want to give out?
I don't. We're just still waiting on the system. Bear with me a few moments. The system is still loading kind of slow. I do apologize for the inconvenience. As stated, we have been having technical difficulties all morning.
You're very hard to get a hold of, too.
Yes, sir. We deal with many customers for various products is with her. We're a third party, so we supply needs and demands for different customers and their products. So we have all different kind of customers that's calling in about the they did different the products that they had got from our customers. So yes, sir. The wait time will be it does take a while at a time, but we do
Are most of them calling in for refund for not getting anything?
They call in for not getting anything. I haven't had any. I can't speak for my other customer representative coworkers, but yeah, they call in for different reason. It might be about product knowledge. Just wondering where their product is. So yes, sir.
Okay, well, I just want to get my money back.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay. Just give me one moment. Okay, I'm gonna place you on a brief hold. Let me fully access the account, okay? One moment, okay, sir?
Yeah, make sure you come back.
Oh, I will. I'm gonna just place you on a brief hold. One moment. So yes, sir. I'm looking within the account. So the $574 that you pay is it's an entry. You're not receiving the product. It's an entry that you signed up for a chance to win it.
No, no, it's a scam. I want my money back. Because that was supposed to be shipping for the Keurig coffee maker. That wasn't for an entry into a sweepstakes that you probably don't want to give out anyway. I want my money back.
Yes, sir, and I do understand with that, and I do apologize, but no, sir, for that, looking at the terms and the conditions, it's for entry for you to win. If you win, you would pay for that for them to ship it out.
Well, yeah, then it should only be paid if you win, not just to enter the stupid sweepstakes. What are the odds of winning?
Let me look
at the odds?
The odds are in.
That's where you got a scam going on here.
No, sir, it's not.
Fully to the full extent of the law is what should happen to you.
Okay. It's not a scam.
Oh, it sure is, because that's not what you're putting down. You apparently you get a Keurig for $5.74, and that's just to cover the shipping. It's not. They didn't say anything about the sweepstakes until you got my. Credit card or debit card information.
Okay.
You know it's a scam. You're just trying to get by.
I'm just looking at something. Give me one moment. I'm trying to give you the exact answers. One moment. Yes, sir. It's a 1 in 100 chance.
That is not what I signed up for. I want my money back. I signed up for a Keurig, and all I had to do was pay for the shipping. You were doing false advertising there. And all you're trying to do is reap in as many dollars as you can for that $574. That's all you're trying to do. You're not providing any service or anything. You're just a loser company. Loser fraudulent company. and you'd better not sell my information about my address or phone number or anything. Do you hear me?
But yes, sir. As I stated, with that, and sorry, gadget, the product that you're receiving, you're talking about, it was just for a sweepstake entry, so we can't do refund.
It wasn't. I've got the information. You come on there like it's you get that Keurig for $5.74 just to pay for the shipping. It was nothing about a sweepstake until put your money after you put the debit card information in there, then you say it's a sweepstake. False advertising, you can tell what you're after. You're after my money. That's all you're after. You're not after providing anything for Keurig or anything like that. It's such a, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yes, sir. Well, I do understand that. I just can go ahead and cancel out the account. But as we stated, with the terms and the condition of the policy, it was just for the entry, so we can't do a refund back for that. We can go ahead and
just
cancel.
You have to do a refund. I'm turning you into every organization I can to fix you characters, get you out of the illegal world, what you're doing.
Okay, I'm just checking out something. So, yes, sir, I'm going to just go ahead after further review with this account for the inconvenience of this. And I do apologize for the inconvenience and the misunderstanding. So I just go ahead and refund the amount for the $574.
Okay. When will I get it back?
It'll go apply back to your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, do you have a receipt number on that?
I will give you a cancellation code in just one moment. Okay, so just give me one moment while I notate the account and cancel it, and I and apply your refund, and I give you a cancellation code. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, I do have the account notated and notated. I'm going to go ahead and apply the refund back in the amount of the $574.
All right, I'm ready for the cancellation code whenever you.
Okay, give me one moment. I have to process the refund first. Okay, the refund is being processed back, so that'll go back in your account in 3 to 5 business days, and the cancellation code, whenever you're ready.
Yes.
It'll be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
263-231-704.
And I can expect in 3 to 5 days.
3 to 5 business days, yes.
I will look for it. Is there any way I can get a hold of you if I don't get it?
You just can call back to customer service.
All right. Okay. I'll I'll be looking for it.
Okay. Is there anything else that I can assist you with?
I know that's all.
Okay. Well, if not, thank you for calling customer support and have a great day. Bye-bye.